Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Apria, and Nicole Napolitano. This week, we're going to be talking about whatever's going on in our, what? What's with the look?
The look is, I feel like I'm with my teenage sons.
Why?
What music is that,
I like
Cooper?
It.
You like it?
I like it, Nicole.
I thought we were going to, talk about that today and see, what music we were all going to agree upon.
Us,
before
discuss.
We chose. Before, exactly, one of us, Cooper, had chosen a song. That's
Nicole, I will say that you are difficult to get in touch with. And I did try to get in touch with you, but when I couldn't, I just, at the last minute, I chose Dej Loaf and Kid Ink because I thought you really love rap music.
Oh, well,
I happen to really like it. I think it's very, sensual. It's very, hot and sexy. I like it.
You like rap?
Teresa likes it. Nicole, why do you have a problem with it?
No. There's some rap music that I like, and I will share that, the songs that I do listening to. Some of them, I listen to it all the time. I have a 15 and 17 year old. So the songs that are on their iPods and when they get in my car. And,
right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, then how about this? I got something for you guys in particular. Maybe you like this better.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear it, Cooper.
Oh! This. You're Italian.
Oh, hey-o. I feel like I'm back
on Mulberry Street.
Yeah, back on Mulberry Street, back in Naples. I kind of like it. It's a little,
let's do the tarantella.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit off the boat, but we like it.
It's a little corny.
It's very corny, but very authentic.
Are we rubbing off on you, the Italian? I think you really are enjoying that.
I know, yeah. It's crazy because my background is French, so we could do something like that if you want.
Parlez-vous français?
Oh, what about something from Gigi?
Oh, I love Gigi.
Thank heaven for little girls.
Oh,
okay.
And I can talk to you like Pepe Le Pew. You look so beautiful today.
Parlez-vous français?
You know what?
No.
I like thank heaven for little girls.
No. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
You know, I know that. I know that one.
That's the only French that anybody knows.
I know, but exactly. It's sexy. Anything to do with
that's
sex.
The only
you got
thing
it.
Really
I like it. I like
need
it.
To
wait,
know.
I'm sorry. That's the only French that Teresa knows.
That's the only French I know.
That
I know.
And give me a croissant.
No. Oh, God, right away Nicole relates everything to food and I relate it to sex. I'm thinking French kiss, French this, French, yeah, romantic.
I'm thinking croissant, brie, I don't know, fondue.
Nothing
you're
wrong
thinking
with that,
food.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? So let me ask you guys, so do you want to discuss what kind of music you think you want to, it's important, this is our
yes,
show,
yes.
Girls in Heels, and we
yes.
want to make sure that the music reflects our personalities.
Definitely.
I do, which I think mine's pretty eclectic. Mine's kind of all over the board. So I like it all. I do like the fact, Cooper, what I was just talking to a few minutes ago, Nicole wasn't with us, how I was saying I like the fact that you're able to do what you want on the radio. It's so different. This is your hometown, and we're used to television where
right.
we're not allowed to just, we're not able to use whatever music we want. Like when we would be mic'd and in the car and filming, we love music. Music really sets
absolutely.
The tone.
Bravo won't
Teresa.
Let you play anything you want. So if you pull up to a scene and you're playing, I don't know, Missy Elliott. I don't know why you'd be playing Missy Elliott, but let's pretend you
or
are.
Or maybe Eminem.
Or Eminem,
Some Eminem. No, we're not allowed. They're not allowed. And there were a few times at my house and we had parties at my home, and yet it really upset me because to me, the whole thing about parties, music sets the tone. For the whole scene,
right.
the night, and to have people walking in and you're not allowed to have any music, I felt like it was kind of flatline, music's energy. It's
right.
It's alive. So I love the fact that on radio, you have the freedom to be able to play music and different artists.
Me too, Teresa.
I
agree.
That was hard. That was hard being on TV and certain settings and that we had that couldn't.
Dancing. How could we dance without music?
But now, so you can't play any music at all? Do they? Because there's music all the time on Bravo. When I watch Real Housewives, you guys are always, there's always music going on, but it's music they own?
Yes, or it's artists that, really nobody on the radio. Just what? Artists that
have to
their
to
own
sign so many
releases unless they get a release, which obviously the pop artists, whatever you want to call them,
right,
where they're not going to sign off and they want to get paid for it. So I guess that's...
Of course, everybody wants to get paid.
And obviously... Bravo's not
willing to
do that.
The cost, right?
You know, so yeah, but I guess yeah,
within
like,
the budget.
Like we had a band that once played, and you know, it was their music. They allowed us to use it. You know, it was publicity for them,
right?
A local band and stuff like that. Anyone who writes their own songs, but nothing.
So
yeah.
They signed something telling Bravo that they can use their music,
okay.
But that's also publicity for them. But you're not going to get like. Peter Gabriel.
No,
absolutely.
Not top artist.
My
no.
man.
Yeah.
You love Peter Gabriel, right, Nicole?
I do. I love In Your Eyes and Salisbury Hill. Like, those are like my, Salisbury Hill is like my happy song. Da na 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 na. Like, it's just.
All right, so maybe next week we'll try that as our intro music. Maybe just every week we'll try different intro music and see what fits.
Yeah, we could surprise each other like you did to Nicole and I.
Oh, that would be
boom, boom.
That would be so great. Da-da, da-da, da-da.
Welcome to Girls in Heels.
Woo! Exactly.
Hey, I got my Giuseppe Zanotti's on today.
Exactly.
That's Italian. Very, oh, yeah.
Right. No, we are Girls in Heels, so let's discuss what shoes we're wearing today. Very important. I think we should have a shoe check-in every single time we get together. Okay,
yeah.
So you're wearing Giuseppe Zanotti's. May I see them, please?
Sure. Hold on, they're very sexy. Look at those
babies. Oh my God. Okay, so they're heels, but they're real heels. Those are like total stilettos.
Yes. Yep. These are, yeah, 5-inch.
5-inch heels.
Yes.
But then it's also, it's sort of like a booty that's a sandal.
Yes,
at the same
I love
time.
A booty.
It
love
is.
A booty. It's
I
a
love,
sandal
yeah.
booty.
You know
sandal
what my
booty.
Motto is?
It's
Cooper?
A
sabooty. It's a sabooty.
It's a sabooty. You know
sexy
what my
sabooty.
Motto is, girls?
What? Teresa?
Never get out of bed for 5 inches or less.
Or stay in bed for no more than Woo! I like that, Teresa.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very good. I'm wearing, I have to show you because I can't do this with you guys. I can't show up here in like slippers or anything. Like, this is important that we show up in good shoes.
Absolutely. Let me see, Cooper.
I'm wearing Chloe's today.
Love them.
Love them.
These, it's cork. It's a bottom cork, but it's a, what's this called? What's this heel called?
A wedge.
It's a wedge. Okay, thank
it's
you.
A wedge.
Yeah, it's,
love
a, it's
it.
A wedge. It's a cork wedge. And this leather is amazing. So comfortable. But also, how many inches? Hello.
Definitely that's about
five.
Six. That's
inches.
Looking like six.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it follows your rule, Teresa.
Follows yes. my rule. That's it. The rule of thumb.
They're great looking. And they, believe it or not, wedges are so comfortable. That's why I love them. You could stay in them like all day.
All day.
I can at least.
Yeah.
yeah.
Me too. And do you guys have the same thing that I do? Because I've always been about 5'2". And I was 5'2 from the time I was like 11. Like I shot up, but then I just stopped growing.
Yeah, you know.
So I was like, I was the tallest for about 2 years, and then suddenly everybody else just towered over me. But I've been 5'2 my whole life, but because I have, I've always worn heels.
Well, yeah.
Us too. But we were
but
always
we
kind of tiny. We never
shortest.
Shot up.
And I think because our grandmother and our great-grandmother always gave us like 5 cups of espresso every day.
Oh,
five
come on.
Tats
we didn't
of decaf-
know. They tried.
Oh, Teresa. It totally stunted our growth. I think we would have been maybe...
Nicole, you happen to have liked coffee as a child. I maybe had a little taste.
I remember drinking a lot of espresso. So
well, that's probably why I'm taller than you.
That's probably why you're a couple of inches taller, yeah.
Wait, so Nicole, you think that's what's stunted your growth?
I think so. I drank a lot of coffee, a lot of espresso as a kid. I think so.
Do you have any other siblings or is it just the two of you?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, okay. No.
My
oh,
okay. mom had twins and we were just such a handful.
Done.
She
right,
was
yeah.
done. She was done after us.
Our dad wanted more, but my mom's like, no, that's enough. Two bang him out in one shot and that is it. I think that was enough.
Because your mom is adorable and tiny. Is your dad tall?
Well, let's see.
Well, let's see. Some people compare him to a Danny DeVito, so I would say no.
No, but okay. he's not that tiny.
Okay, so
no,
Nicole,
no, he's
I'm
about 5'8".
5'8", okay.
Eight.
Okay, so Nicole, I'm going to guess it wasn't the espresso. I'm going with perhaps it might be in your jeans.
Oh, gosh, I can't. He's cute. Well, anyway, since you girls spoke about your heels, I love
yes,
you, Giuseppe's.
Teresa. What are you wearing?
I love you, Chloe's. Mine are cash today, but I do love the leather, kind of like your Chloe. They're actually just Michael Kors. But speaking about wedges, as though you were talking about, these are a platform.
Oh,
and
they're awesome.
Cognac, and it's a wooden heel, but They're one of my favorites. I have to say, I really like his shoes. They're very comfortable. I love the leather. And cognac happens to be my favorite color in shoes. I don't know what it is. I just love it in the summer. I love it in the fall. I love the color brown. So,
do you know what they remind me of, Teresa?
What?
And I think we're all around the same age, Cooper. When we were little kids, the buffaloes.
Do you remember the buffaloes?
Oh, those are big girl buffaloes. Yeah. That's why I think you love them, Teresa.
I do.
They are like big girl buffaloes. Do you remember when buffaloes came out? Weren't you like, I didn't realize I love shoes, and then buffaloes came out, and you were like, that's it, I'm a shoe girl.
Hello?
Yes.
We were going to California as a kid, and I remember my mom bought them for us, and we just felt like such hot shots. Like, we're going to California. We had our autograph books. We're going to go meet superstars, and we have our buffaloes. We were set.
Yeah, Nicole, I feel like those are the gateway shoes. I think any girl that wore buffaloes, talk to me now. She owns Manolo. She's got Louboutin. Like, there's no way that you had buffaloes back then that you're not a shoe
Cassidy,
girl now.
Absolutely. Olympia.
Right, right.
It was
totally
the gateway.
Cooper.
My mom ruined us.
So let me ask you, because I wanted to get going on the music for this, because, you know, I knew that we were meeting today and all that. But where were you guys this weekend? I couldn't get in touch with either one of you. What happened?
Oh, we had such a busy weekend. Oh, my goodness.
We did. We actually, Joe Giudice, Teresa's husband, mm-hmm. who is also, you know, we're New Jersey housewives, as everyone knows. He invited us to a barbecue with the family. My husband Reno, Nicole's son Joey came, my son Giovanni came. So it was kind of really nice. We haven't seen him in a while. Teresa's been away, as everyone knows.
Is that how you guys are phrasing it? She's away.
She's away. Exactly. She's away.
Is that what they told her kids? Mommy's away, or they know that she's in prison?
No, the younger ones know she's working. She's working because she is, you know, doing some work while she's in there. So the younger ones, they say she's at work. And I think that's the best thing to say.
Yes,
I
mean, it's definitely.
They're precious kids. So it was really nice to see them because we haven't seen them. And to get to really spend time with the kids was really nice because it's been a while. And to really just get to talk to them and see how they're doing without their mom. So I think that was probably the most touching, because to me, dads are dads. I'm not undermining a dad, but to me, a mom is a mom.
Especially when you're a little girl. I mean, she has all little girls.
All little girls.
They're precious.
And for some reason, to me, I mean, moms are like the hands of God. We do everything. You know, we are the rock. A lot of dads are probably not going to like what I'm saying, but
dads agree with that 100%.
But we are, you know, moms just, we are the foundation of a family, you know.
Right.
To me, I know the way I am, we're the rock, you know, so.
I can say Joe's doing an unbelievable
job with those
school girls, because to see them smile and have such a great attitude and be so strong, he's doing a phenomenal job. Walking in that house and just keeping all the girls together is amazing. But like I said, it was so awesome to see them.
They were happy. So, Teresa, you were saying the girls are doing well. So did they seem happy?
They seem very happy. They seem very well adjusted. They seem very calm, which was very nice to see them.
They were laughing.
Oh, that's
happy. So, I mean, I have to say the family was there. It was really nice.
How do your sons get along with their daughters? Because I feel like they probably would be a little conflict, right?
No, not at all. Actually, my older son is away on vacation with a good friend's family. So he's in Kiowa and Florida for a few weeks.
Nice.
So it's a really nice.
He's got a nice life,
that
kid.
He's going golfing, fishing. So,
Nicole, can I be one of your children, please?
Sure.
I know I'm a little older than you. I don't know if that's possible.
You'll definitely eat well and shop well.
I know. There's always food at your house.
Totally. But I brought my younger son with me. He's 15. And of course, G is so beautiful, so it was very easy for him to get him to spend the day with us.
Oh, does he have a little crush on her?
I can't say.
How could you not?
She's a little beauty.
She's so beautiful. I definitely think he does.
And so it was very easy to get him, like I said, to spend the day, because she's very easy to look at. She's adorable.
My son had a great time. How could you not?
Such a cute personality.
They had all the little cousins there, the little girls. You know, it's amazing, though, because from filming and being on the show, It was a crazy season. It was a very tumultuous season, mm-hmm. you know, and it was our first season being housewives. So it was very new to us. We were the novices. Obviously, people know they were very seasoned
right.
housewives previously. So for me, it was I was glad we went and we had family time with them because my husband is very close with Joe. But it
really?
Was,
Reno he, and Joe are close?
They
That's
got,
interesting.
They got close and
they're
my
two
What do they
dance.
Have in common? Because Reno is such like a big personality, funny guy. And Joe, I mean, bless his soul, I know he's taking care of these kids by himself. He doesn't strike me as being funny.
You know what?
I feel like Reno needs somebody with a sense of humor.
You know what? I think that old school Italian, they're both from Naples. They're both Napoli Don. They come from the same hometown. So they both speak the dialect.
I'm going to play the music again.
But it was, you know, at first, you know, I got a lot of backlash, too. You know, being in the public eye, being a, you know, a TV personality, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's so new to me in a sense where everything on social media, everything you do in your life now, you know, has a response, you know?
Right.
Everyone has a reaction to it.
Right.
So it's like being on social media and Twitter and this and that, you know, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, I got a lot of great feedback. People see pictures, you're with them. And then you get some, you know, ignorant people too that will be like, oh, well, Teresa, you know, Teresa and I had some issues in the past
right.
being on the show. So it wasn't always peaches and cream with us. You know, we had some issues. Things are good now. It's over with. It's the past. Where you hear people on social media like, oh, gosh, well, everything's for publicity. And you know, some people are great. I'm so happy to see you guys forgave and forgive and forget and you move on. That's the way, you know, that's the way I roll. That's the way I work. I don't hold on to negativity. It's over.
Right.
It was a show. It was life. And you know what? I'm not going to hold on to that. We moved on. But then you get some people like, I can't forgive you. The two of you, you know, argued. And I'm like, oh, dear God. Like, would you like just have a life, you know, like have a life and just get over it? Why are you? It's just amazing
how enthralled people connect
where they have so much to say about your life. You know?
But Tress, let me ask you a question. Do you think that part of your feeling for Teresa is it Judice now? Judice?
Oh, yeah, Judice.
Okay, Judice. Fine.
Judice. Judice. I know.
Judice. Yeah, whatever.
Tomato, tomato.
You know, I went to school with some of their cousins, and they're, but they say Gadice.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
I know. They spell it the same. It's they're related through, I don't know, whose cousin or brother or whatever, but they say Gadice. I don't know if it's to distinguish themselves from that family because they're trying to be different.
Right.
But
right.
I guess it's weird how you come over here and just go, well, I'm gonna pronounce it like this. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard that pronunciation. That's a new one. That's a new way.
But do you think because she's in prison and as a mother, do you think you kind of have a little more sympathy for her? Is that what it is? Or did you really would you have resolved your feelings for her even if she was still walking amongst us?
No,
she's dead.
No. I have to be honest with you, whether she was in prison or not, no, I would have resolved it because, like I said, I do not hold on to negativity. Mm-hmm. I won't do it to myself even before I would, you know what I'm saying? I won't go there. And I do believe in forgiveness. I mean, hey, listen, I'm Italian. All the times people say, well, do you forget? It wouldn't be normal for me to say, oh, well, I just forgot the whole thing. I don't think anybody forgets any experience in life or anything they've been through. Mm. But I think it's you have to let it go. You have to let it go, and you do have to forgive because we are not perfect. I don't want to be judged. I don't want to judge others. You know, at times I do. One thing about me that it's very different from Nicole is that sometimes I kind of feel as though whatever's on my mind, it's like, uh-oh, Teresa.
Here it comes.
You should have
no
a filter.
Discretion,
you know,
Teresa.
No filter. But I do. That's just me. You know, I just say things, what's on my mind. I'm very passionate. And that's my motto as well. I love hard. I
almost
play
like Donald
hard,
Trump.
And I fight hard. Yeah.
Sorry, Teresa.
No, but that's another thing we could discuss. But, hey, listen, I may not agree with him, but you know what? Hey, listen, he says what's on his mind. You know, not everybody's perfect. But so that's me. So I would, the question the answer to that, Cooper, is no. Whether she was in prison or not in prison, I would have let it go and I would forgive. And I hope, you know, there are things that I said to her that I hope she truly forgives me.
Right.
You know, it's life. You have to move on. Let it go.
Now, Nicole, let me ask you, are you one of those people who, if you wake up in the morning, you're having like a problem with a friend? Is it on your mind? Does it bother you? Or can you just let it go and go on with your day? Because I'm one of these people that, I got to tell you, I just went through something recently with a friend, an old friend, somebody I've known since I'm 12 years old. And I got to tell you, I'm really shocked at how quickly I was able to move past it and not care. Like, if she calls me again and she wants to make up, I'm done. Like, I'm already, I don't think about it. I don't.
I'm very sensitive, Cooper, so things do bother me, especially when it comes to friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So I really have to, like, get down to it and see if it's able to, like, resolve. I don't know. It does bother me. I do go to sleep. It is hard for me to sleep. I do wake up in the morning. Things are on my mind, mm-hmm. so it takes time for me to get over things.
You
kind really
of ponder
does.
Things. You
friendship,
you.
Especially when it comes to friendship. So I do. It's a little bit more difficult for me to get over things than Teresa. Yes.
Oh, so Teresa, you're like me, where you can, if somebody really wrongs you, you can be like, okay, done.
I'm done. I am black and white. That's another thing. I have my favorite, and this is where I'm at lately. My 5-letter word. I don't give a.
You could say it here.
Fuck. That's me. My five-letter word. That's my new motto. I'm sorry. You know what? I don't give a fuck. And you know what? People hurt me. I'm to the point where, you know what? If I am such a love and I love and I care and I'm passionate that I'm a caretaker. I take care of people.
Right.
I don't like to be hurt, you know? And I'm kind of like, okay, we're going to make this work and we're going to be on the same page and we're going to vibrate on the same level. Otherwise, if you're going to be a jackass or if you're going to hurt me or the people I love, I'm kind of like, come on. Like,
I wonder if it's an age thing. Now that I'm in my 40s, like, I reach into my pocket. I'm like, nope, I have no more fucks to give. I'm totally out of fucks.
I used to
have several in here, but I've given them out over the years. And now the bag is empty.
What was it that, what was your situation?
My situation was, okay, it's one of these controversial things where I have respected the fact that she's an anti-vaxxer. She doesn't vaccinate her children.
Okay.
And that's her choice
right.
as a mother. That's not a choice I would make, but I'm not a mother, so I don't right. have a dog in this fight, you know?
Right.
So that's fine with me if she wants to do that. But recently, there were a couple of people that died because other people didn't vaccinate their children. There was a little girl that died of measles. There was an older woman who died of measles because her immune system. So I was reading these articles in Time magazine, getting really scared about this stuff. And I was like, okay, this is real now. This is not just, okay, I won't vaccinate my kids and that's just my choice. Now it's affecting the rest of us. So I read it and it really freaked me out. So I sent her the link and I said, I know we don't agree on this. I've never told you how to parent your kid. I fully respect you. But just this really scared me. People are dying. Just please read this. That's all. That's all I said. She could have written back and said, not going to read it. I don't want to go there with you. I've known you since we're 12. Like, there's a lot of things she could have done. What she chose to do was give it to her batshit crazy husband. And I woke up the next morning to about 40 emails from him and so many texts that I thought it was a wrong. I thought maybe, like, you know, some girl let on some guy at a bar and he was texting her all night like, hey, baby. Like, I was like, what are all these texts from this exchange? Like, I didn't even know the number. It was no name attached. It was just a number. So I thought it's either spam or it's some, you know, whatever. Right. And I clicked on one of them and it was like this crazy website, this guy in his basement, you know what I mean, like yelling about vaccinations, and it was nuts. So I just thought it was spam and deleted it. And then when I went to my email, I saw all these emails. And it wasn't like, hi, let me educate you. It was like, listen, you little fucking bitch.
That's abuse.
It was abusive. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like, listen, we disagree. Here's what I believe.
Right.
Please read this.
Right.
There was no respect after knowing her for, like, you know, literally since we're 12 years old.
Right.
That's how they decided to handle it. So I just deleted all the emails. I told him to stop emailing me. I said a couple of very unkind words to him, letting him know how I felt about him. And that was it. I was done.
Wow.
I was done.
And it's not, you know, it didn't have to be over vaccinations. It could have been about cookies. Like, I could have said right. the best cookies in the world are Insomnia Cookies in the East Village. She could have said, no, the best cookies are Mrs. Fields.
But to right. respond
it's
that
the way.
Way
they responded. It's not what it was about. It's the way they responded to it. After all these years of being friends, all these years of knowing each other, give me the benefit of the doubt. Say, look, I know you meant well, but this is something we will never agree upon.
Agree
it's on one
right.
of those things that if you want to stay friends, let's never discuss
let's
it.
Let's never discuss it.
Right.
But you should be able to. You should be able to. I mean, I vaccinated both my boys. Teresa is totally against vaccination.
No, let me clear that up. As a baby, as a child, no, let's clear that up. And this is where we differ. As a baby, my son got all his vaccinations.
Right.
All of them. Because I do feel as though you're protecting him as a baby. And his immune system is not strong as a child.
Right.
And there are other children he's around in school. Okay.
Right.
So I do feel that children, you need to protect your children and other children. As my son got older, okay, and he was a teenager, he was in high school, he was 16, they wanted him to get...
The HPV thing?
Yes. Now, yeah. I want to tell you something. Now, my
That's
girlfriend...
That's only one. There were there some
was,
other ones as well.
A tetanus shot, which I don't feel like there's a need to even give a kid a tetanus shot. If you step on a piece of glass or a can, you go to the hospital, they're going to give you a tetanus shot anyway.
It's true.
My son did not want to get that. That's not preventive.
But him not getting a tetanus shot is not going to affect the rest
kid.
Of us.
That's his own thing.
That's,
where they say a kid
right.
could get lockjaw or whatever.
Right.
But if something happens where, you know, you cut yourself or whatever it may be... 1, 2, 3, the ER, get a tetanus shot. Fine. The other one was, meningitis, I think, as they got older.
Right.
Now, my son, thank you, God, he's from when he was a teenager, started eating very healthy, the whole bit. He works out. His immune system is very good.
Mm-hmm.
As he got older,
thank
we were talking about it. Thank goodness. Yeah, thank God. But I said, Giovanni, he's like, Mom, I don't want to get this. He was fine. That was only, and I spoke to him about it, the HPV. But as a child, Nicole, the MMR, what was it, the MMRs?
Right.
Yeah.
Measles,
mumps,
rubella. He got all that. You know what I mean? I was aware of it after speaking to the doctors, because there's a whole big thing with autism, blah, blah, blah. Yes, no. Who, you know, I don't know.
It's
I'm not
no.
a doctor.
We know now
it's
that it's no.
no. And it is. And that's what they
but
say.
You know what? Here's the thing that
and
bothered me.
And now they spread it out. They spread it out and they changed
that's
it.
That's right, yeah.
Which is fine. Doctor's
right.
like, it's totally safe.
But that's for other reasons. It's because
yes.
some kids have sensitivity. But here's the thing. I feel like it's the height of arrogance of
yes.
this, of my friends, to think they know more
right.
than scholars and doctors.
Yes.
It's like, you know more. And the things he was sending me were not, I looked at a couple of them. It wasn't like he was sending me studies from Harvard. He was sending me stuff from literally people in their basements
yes.
who were like,
I
you
know.
Know, who are their next blog post, because I looked, was like, the moon landing didn't happen.
Yeah.
The Holocaust didn't happen. You know,
I
like,
know.
All, you know, so it's like
a
obvious,
little far out there, a
right,
little far
really
out.
Far out there.
And yeah, but I have to say, Nicole, I do believe children and babies, they do need to get vaccinated. So I do, Nicole, I just felt as my son got older, he's 19 right now, and my best girlfriend, oh my God, she's a PA, she's a physician's assistant, and she's like, he needs that HPV shot. And Nicole got her kids
because
the
she
HPV
wants
shot.
Her daughter to marry your son.
I love her. She's my best friend. She is my best friend, and she's educated, and she's in the medical field, and I love her. But what I was saying is, like, I asked my son, he's like, Mom, I'm fine. I do believe with the HPV, and this is just my belief, as they get older, yes, it does have to me, what I do know of, I don't know.
Mm.
What I do know of, they say if kids are sexually active and the whole bit and different partners and whatever.
Look what happened to Michael Douglas. That could have been prevented.
Right.
If he would have
but
had
what
that
I'm
shot.
Saying is, that wasn't HPV.
Yes.
Yeah, it was HPV.
Yes, it was.
Oh, all right.
Hello.
I thought it was throat cancer. And that
well,
was from
how
a lot
do you
of,
think he got, yes.
That's how he ended up with
throat
it.
Throat cancer.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, then.
It's like,
all
which
right.
one of his many women gave it to him?
Oh,
yes.
Dear God. I guess my son's going to have to become a priest. Now you're kind of making me second guess this. But
okay,
I don't
now,
know.
Wait a second. So if he becomes a priest, is that you're out so you
no,
have to marry
no,
this friend
no,
of yours'
no,
daughter?
No, no, seriously. I love the priesthood, but I do not want my son becoming a priest. No.
What if he came to you and said he wanted to be a priest?
Then I would totally, you know,
support
him.
Okay.
Thank you. I would, but
No, I would say become a pastor so Aunt Nicole could have nieces and nephews.
No. My son is not becoming. Yeah, he's getting married.
Is the pressure on at your house for your kids to find nice girls and have lots of babies? Like, do you want to have big families around you?
I want to have a huge family, but right now I want them to go off, go
experience
to school,
experience life.
You know, education, their
have
career,
fun. Yeah,
and have fun.
Spread their wings. Then, go experience life.
I'm too
agree.
Young to be a grandma now.
I was too young when I got married. I was 21. I was engaged at 20, married at 21, and it was just way too young. Then I took a break, took a little sabbatical from my husband. We took an 11-year break, and we wound up getting back. I think 21 is way too young. My son seems the type to... Knowing him, how's Giovanni? I mean, he seems like he's just, I don't know. Hopefully.
He's a free spirit
He's a free spirit, but I hope he doesn't get married too young. I want him to just experience life.
But you meet somebody when you meet somebody.
I know.
You know. I mean, never really. No, you don't know. And Nicole, you're saying no.
Times were different when we were growing up. 21 was 40. You know, people got married young. Now,
that's true. I think
no way. I look at these 21-year-olds and they are wet behind the ears. Like, they are not as experienced.
They know nothing.
They know nothing. We traveled at 21. We were going to Europe. We were backpacking. We were doing this. We were just, I feel, so much more mature than these 21-year-olds now these days.
Big difference.
I mean, we went out. We worked. Now these kids at 21 are getting like jobs that we got at 15. That's how I'm looking at it.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
It's very
21,
different.
I was going into the city. We did so much more.
Oh, at 21, I didn't live at home. Whereas my friends that have kids, young, they're like 19 and 20-year-olds, have moved back home.
I mean,
I can't imagine living with my mother at that age. Mm-hmm. No way.
Well, picture living with your mother at this age. Hello. I'm getting the eyes in the corner as she sits there. I'm getting the daggers.
But is she living with you or are you living with her, Nicole?
When I got divorced, I moved back in with my parents.
Well, that's because they have a nice big house and they're happy to have you.
You know what?
It's a moderate home.
It's a moderate home. But what happened was
usually senior citizens. Usually your parents move in with the children.
With
you moved in with them.
But at the time,
I'm sure your mom is happy. You just called her a senior citizen, by the way.
Well, I mean, she's. But at the time, like I said, I had to go back to work, and I was working full time, and my kids were younger, and I wanted them to just come home from school and have their grandparents and have someone have dinner on the table for them if I was working late. So it was just a great fit.
No, but you moved back in. You haven't been living there all these years. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
You had some time to be independent.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? If I
can
move back in with my mother right now, I would do it in a heartbeat. She has the life. She has it so good. Plus, I mean, she cooks really well. I'm an okay cook, but I mostly order in. I feel like I would move my boyfriend in there. The two of us, it would be awesome.
So what does your mom do? What makes her have such a great life?
She's a Broadway producer.
Nice.
Broadway and off-Broadway producer. She's a Tony voter and a Drama Desk voter, and she's really involved with the theater life. So she gets invited to all the best parties, you know, and she gets invited
to stuff
all over the world. Like, she took me to Rome, and I just thought we were going to do, like, the mom and daughter thing, running around eating, you know, pasta the whole time.
Right.
No. We went to theater. We saw some of her theater friends there. We had this one night we were out. We didn't get home till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
I've never seen her so drunk.
My mother,
I wanna
be friends
at 70, oh, my God, at 70, she parties. I couldn't keep up with her.
Wait, what's your mom's name?
Sandy. I'll tell you later.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hang out with Sandy.
Yeah.
Why don't we, like, take, like, the podcast over to Europe and be like, here we are, like, you know.
I would love that.
We should broadcast.
Outside the Vatican.
Yeah. We have to broadcast from there.
Let's broadcast from there. Be like, we're outside the Vatican right now. Hey, Pope, what's up?
My mother would be so happy. She'd be crossing herself in front of the Vatican the whole time and make her so happy.
Let's do it.
I went to school in Rome, so.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Nicole,
University of Rome.
Are you serious? You went to school in Rome?
Yeah.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
And I
loved it, so definitely. I would love to. I've been back there since, but I would love to take you guys and
what was it like living
there
as an American, though?
Oh, I loved it. I just always felt like I was European at heart. I mean, it was incredible just to be there and, like, not be on vacation and know that I'm going to be, like, going home in, like, a week or two.
Right.
So it was just great. I loved it. I cooked there. I had my apartment and I just went all over. Like every weekend, I would jump on a train and go here and go there and
Where'd
go
you
all
go?
Over. I went to Venice. I went to Abruzzi. Ooh. I went to Florence.
You went to Greece?
I went to Greece. Yeah. Nice. I flew over to Greece, actually. So I just traveled.
You made the
all
most
over.
Of it while
I
you were
made
there.
The most of it.
Until Cooper, yes? Little Italian chick, did not even date an Italian guy.
No.
You dated all Germans.
What? And two German
yes,
guys.
Yes, two German guys.
Yeah.
So wait, Nicole, you went all the way to Rome to date Germans?
To date blonde hair, blue eyes. Figure that out. Everyone's like, of course, you know, there was Fabrizio the first week, and he had like the dark hair and the dark eyes, but there was something about the German guys over in Rome that were just so
oh,
much
and
more.
Oh, and I go for all the dark hair.
Yeah.
Dark.
I would send Teresa pictures, and she was
and like,
are you
all right, they're cute,
kidding
but
me?
They're so, they were so, like, pale. They were so pale.
Do you speak Italian and do you speak German? Do you speak either one of those languages?
I don't speak Tedesco. I do not speak any German whatsoever, okay. But Italian, yeah. We grew up where our grandparents and our, you know, great-grandparents
spoke
all
Italian
they spoke
in the house
was Italian
constantly.
In the house constantly. And at the time, we didn't want to speak Italian when we were younger. We would cover our ears and tell our grandparents, don't speak to us in Italian. Speak to us in English. You know, it would drive us crazy.
Yeah, my grandmother, yes. my family's from Paris. They're French. And my grandmother
favorite.
Used to speak French all around the house, but I never picked it up. I mean, very little, like a couple of sentences here and there. And I went to visit some family there, and they wanted nothing to do with me because I didn't speak very much French. And they were like, "And you're related to who?"
Right.
You know?
Like, really?
Yeah. I was like 19. I was like, "Hi, I'm here." And they're like, "And you are."
And you are who?
See, I think.
Little American.
And right. Meanwhile, yeah. Italians, they love when family come. Like, I was going to school there, and all of a sudden, I would have someone from the lobby call me and say, "You have family downstairs." And I was like, "What?" Like, 8 o'clock at night, I have family downstairs. And then the next morning, 11 o'clock, you have more family here. And they would just come. They would, like, jump yeah. on a bus and come and be like, "We bought you train tickets. We want you to come to us next
week." We brought
weekend.
You a goat.
We brought you a train ticket. And I'm like, "Brought you a goat? Like, who are you?" And I was like, right. "Yeah. Oh, your grandmother's cousin of cousin of cousin. You know, we're your paisan."
Yeah, so, if Cooper came nice. To Italy, we would have our family coming to visit you. That's how they are.
They just, yeah.
They
were just so happy I was there. They love family.
I love Italy. I can't wait to go back to Rome. When I do, I'll let you know. And you tell me, like,
please.
where my aww. Extended family is going
yeah,
to be.
Please let us know. And then we'll go see your, like, she family in Paris.
Oh, you'll hate them.
Little froggies.
All right. I love Paris. It's
well,
my favorite.
That's the end of our time for today, you guys.
We
have so much more to discuss. So next week, we have quite a podcast ahead because we have a lot to talk about. We didn't even get to any of the big news of the week this week that's still going on.
Yes.
Like Ashley Madison and just, we have so much more to discuss.
Cheaters are going to cheat.
And now they got cheated.
Thank you so much for listening.
Kisses.
Love you. Wear good shoes this week.
Yeah.
We love you.
Absolutely. Bye, honey.